Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
Home Sweet Home Chicago.
No, you know what we're talking about?
Yeah, alligators.
Judge had a 6-foot alligator in his living room.
What?
Oh, crikey.
Why?
He's not a real banker.
No.
But that's what makes him good at banking.
That's why
he's
like
unique.
Him. That's why he's not right.
He's unique.
Not right.
No, just there's just something not right about that. Like everything.
Now, here's David Hochberg and Home Sweet Home Chicago.
312-981-7200, 312-981-7200. Go to WGNDavid.com for all of our contact information. Download podcasts, previous shows. 847. What you talked about at the beginning of the show with the financial planner passing away happened to me in December. Went to meet my financial planner, never showed up, called the office, wound up. He passed away a week before. This is like,
yep.
That's number three.
Yep.
Okay, so
that's funny.
Our texters are dialed in to what's going on here. Yep. So I'm not making light of it, but like David Schluter always says, death is still 100% certainty. And I talk about it on the show because your financial, and you were talking about something earlier, how, you know, one of your clients, new clients, has their financial planner's 94. God bless him or her for making it 94
exactly,
years.
Right? Still right? Working and.
Hey, listen, the over under is not, you know, the odds, not in their favor, okay? It's time to transition some of that to somebody maybe a little younger. If they want to stay involved, great, but. Yeah. Come on.
Exactly. 100%. And it's all about planning for the future. You know, you got to cover your back and work with several people. Have a backup plan, regardless of what we're talking about, personal, business. You know, we're happy to sit down, do a full financial review, give you an opinion. You know, I look at your financial health the same as your personal health. You know, if you have a major illness, you're going to go see more than one doctor. And I feel the same thing should be with your financial future. You know, you might be sitting, you know, working with a terrific financial planner that you think is terrific, but if you have someone else do a review and it's not exactly set up to be what your goals are, it could be completely off and you just don't know because you're not an expert in this field. And that's what we do. I've been doing this for 25 years. Most of my team has been around the same time frame. I have my portfolio manager that sits and you know, works on strategies, has been there 32 years. My manager has been there 28 years. So we have a lot of longevity, which I think is very important.
Question for you is this. When should somebody who's thinking about selling their business? I'm 56.
Sure.
A lot of my friends who've had businesses never thought that they'd sell their business.
Mm-hmm.
A couple of them sold it, and I could not believe it. I'm like, hey, what's going on? I'd stop into their business. Hey, is Tom, Dick, and Harry here? You know, I hadn't seen them in a while. Oh, sold out 2 months ago. You know, not that they're going to call me and say, hey, I'm selling my business. Want to give you a heads up. It just happens. It's happened to a handful of my friends who I never thought would sell. They've just got fed. COVID had a major impact.
Yes, I've been seeing a lot of that.
The COVID exhaustion of running a business, family-owned business. This is multi-generational stuff, Josh. You see it every day.
Absolutely.
When should that conversation, you've had a number of them just this past week.
Yeah.
When should that conversation, again, I have this, I went and bought a car yesterday. Right? The car I bought was the car I was leasing, right? So I showed Steve, you'd like to see a picture of my new car. He's like, yeah. I'm like, open your eyes. Okay, you're in it.
Right? Right.
It's the same as the old car.
Exactly.
Okay, we'll get to that later, right? So, but he...
What a beater.
What a beater. Piece of garbage. I can't believe I bought that piece of crap. But he's my F&I guy, who I love. I've been working with Gene for the past 15 years on my cars, right? Hey, Gene, I'm doing this. No problem. Dave, come in. Bing, bang, boom, we're done.
Right.
He's like, hey, I don't know if I'm going to be around in this job the next time. I got a 5-year loan or whatever the hell, like a 6-point something. You know, my payment dropped $1,000. He's like, hey, this might be the last car I finance for you, right? So, and he's a young guy. He's late 50s. He's like, You know,
they work those guys to death. Well, I mean,
the F&I guys and gals, that's a rough job. The finance and insurance
10, position. 12, 14-hour days.
At a car dealer. I mean, that's not an easy job. That's a lot of work and a lot of... But he doesn't own the dealership, right? He just works there.
Yeah.
But a lot of people are retiring younger because they just, you know, they're done.
I would say several years in advance if you can. There's a lot of tax planning that goes into it, making sure you're showing everything on your taxes, just prepping and working with the right people. You know, I was out in Florida the other day. A client that has a company here in Illinois, big company that I've been working with for several years. We started at X and they grew it substantially. And they're like, Josh, you know, we're thinking of retiring in 3-4 years. What do you think? And I'm like, it's a great idea. You built your practice, your business is just booming, but there's a lot of things that you need to look at and implement
now.
And some changes now that if we start doing is going to substantially. So your business might be worth $20 million today, and if we get and do the right things, it could be $30, $35 million, $40 million in 2 years.
And Leahy's shaking his head. We're going to take a quick break because Kleppen's chirping in my ear. Okay, we got to go to news. I got to give the weather in Northbrook. All right, so hold that thought. If our listeners want to reach out to you because they're a financial planner, it has either retired and didn't tell them or has passed away unexpectedly. What's the number? And we'll pick you up on the other side of the break.
847-756-5512.
All right. This is Home Sweet Home Chicago. That's Josh Herman. We're going to be picking up with Josh after the break. 312-981-7200. 312-981-7200. That's Mega Pros. Call, text, and photo line. Real quick. Is Mega a family-owned business? And I turned your mic off.
You did,
Is your family?
Yeah.
And it's been a family-owned business since your dad started
47 years ago.
Right, when he was 18 years old or something like that. All right, 17 years old, I think.
17.
Yep. All right, we're going to take a quick break. Shall we try to get to as many of our listeners' texts and calls and emails as possible? 312-981-7200, MegaPros, call, text, and phone line. We're going to take a quick break. Be right back.
Now back to Home Sweet Home Chicago.
312-981-7200, 312-981-7200. It's the MegaPros call, text, and photo line. Just a couple of quick housekeeping items here. Dan Richmond, 19th District Police Council's running. Danny called in. He bought a vest. Boundaries are Fullerton, 2400 North, to Lawrence, 4800 North, the lake, and to the river. So Danny called in. And the police district, 19th District Police Council, he's got some defund the police people running. So just like, listen, if you want, you know, when you call the police and you want the police to show up, you vote for Danny. You don't vote for these other, you defund the police.
I think you want them to show up.
Yeah, I think you want them to show up.
When you call them.
Right. You know, you could live in your fantasy world.
Yeah.
But guess what? Okay, if somebody's carjacking you, you're going to be like, oh no, please don't do that. No, you want the cops there with the 9mm pointing at the lunatic's head. Okay, that's what you want. You need police. And once again, Paul Vallis is the only candidate that donated and promised on our show, breaking news, that he will pay for replacement vests. And I'm supposed to give a shout out here to Chicago Empanada Mama Restaurant. Support Chicago Police opening in Westtown in May. For the shout out, Chicago Empanada Mama. I can't even say it.
Wow.
I want some empanadas.
How about some empanadas?
Right? Exactly.
You want a shout out? You got the shout out.
Bring them on in.
Well, Pete's our in studio empanada expert. What is an empanada?
Empanadas, it's like a patty that's stuffed with meat or chicken, and it's absolutely delicious, and I know what I'm having for lunch.
All right. Well, it would be nice.
Is it like a Spanish cuisine?
Yeah.
So it's like the Spanish pierogi.
Yeah.
Is pretty much what it is.
Yeah.
Okay. There you go.
A fried Spanish pierogi.
Yeah. Okay. So it's delicious. Right.
Well, it's fried. Delicious. So it's got to be delicious.
Exactly.
So Chicago Empanada Mama, how about a little taste?
Perfect.
Here? Yeah. A little shout out here in Westtown. Don't know where that is, but we're going to find out. Josh, we were talking about business owners. You and Steve were in an in-depth conversation. What were you guys talking about? Because it had to do with businesses closing and people having plans and business owners having what, and it was kind of fascinating until Kleppen chimed in with something.
Yeah, it's all tax preparation, you know, making sure you're showing what you're making. And, you know, I know a lot of business owners don't like to show everything. They're trying to cut corners. But when you're going to sell your business, you need to show as much revenue, as much profit as possible, and show what your business can do.
So, you know, you were just mentioning about records and keeping good records.
Yes.
And restaurants and bars and things.
Yeah.
They were notorious for keeping double books. But let me tell you this. The IRS will send people out to your business when you're selling it and act as buyers. So be careful. You know.
Seen that happen before?
Yeah. Yes.
100%.
Yes.
Absolutely. Especially cash businesses.
Yes.
Here's a tip. If you've got a guy or a gal at the corner booth with an abacus, you might want to maybe ring everything
up. Well, here's the thing. You shouldn't be doing that anyway.
Right.
But if you are, know that they know that this is going on.
Yeah.
And they're going to come up and you're going to say to them, you know, I want more money. So I had a guy who said he made up the fact that he had a separate books, you know, so he could try to get more money. Of course, that didn't go over very well.
No. Because you can dig into it.
Yeah.
It's like,
I got to sell it for more. I got other books, and you'll see them, and you'll give me more money.
And the IRS will come down on you.
Yeah. Right. Yeah. But most buyers will look at that and be like, no, unless I see it on paper, it wasn't there.
Exactly.
Didn't happen. Sorry, I don't care if you made $500,000 in cash on the side and you didn't show it in your accounts.
Exactly.
I can't rely on it. The bank can't rely on it on financing.
And I'm not going to value it based on something like that.
Absolutely. Really got to clean that up. And then in addition to that, did you have a trust set up? Where did you have a trust set up? You know, different
states. What type of trust did you
have? What kind of trust you have set up? You know, when you go and sell the business, if you have certain trust, you might avoid paying taxes in certain situations. So,
did you use your house to finance your business?
Exactly. Absolutely.
And a lot of small and medium business owners use their house as a piggy bank, as leverage or collateral to either have a HELOC, which you want to talk about as well, or put their house up as collateral.
Yep.
In some instances, not what I would do, but sometime in desperate times, calls for desperate.
You're starting off a business. That's typically what we see. Is you know, for the first 2 years of starting a business, unless you go and get an SBA loan, you're commingling your personal and business. After about 2 years, you need to separate the two.
Absolutely. And in with those, you should start right from the beginning thinking about when I'm going to sell.
Yeah,
because most people don't think about this, and if you set it up correctly, you can sell your business. Too many people don't do that, and then it's come time to retire, and they have something of value, they just can't get any money out of it.
Exactly. You know, in certain sizes, you bring a consultant in, you bring in the right people to help you set it up. You know, a lot of business owners are like, I don't want to spend the money on this. Well, if you're able to move a $20 million business, go
ahead. You're not spending the money, you're investing in your business.
But they don't think like that, and that's the problem. And they should, absolutely. And it's like, you know, hey, why should I bring this person in? He's going to charge me X and this, you know, I'm selling my business for $20 million, and you bring in these people, and now you're selling your business for 30, and you paid them $100,000. How many times? How many times would I do that again? It's like, you know,
but it cost me $100,000.
Yeah, yeah.
It cost me $100,000. You made $9.9 million.
Right. You made $9.9 million.
It cost you $100,000.
Exactly.
Well, come on.
Right. It's working with the right people.
I'll tell you what, Josh. If you brought in $150,000 and it cost you $100,000, it's still a good move. It's still
absolutely.
A good move.
Yes.
Still a good move.
Absolutely.
It's $101,000.
If you get a better night's sleep for some time, it's worth the money a lot of times.
Yeah. We didn't mean to cut you off, Josh. Go ahead.
No. It's, at the end of the day, it's working with the right people. You know, BMO is all about business banking. Love to help you out. We do a lot of lending. We do consulting. Come to us and let's talk about what your plans are, and let's plan for the future.
Okay. Phone number?
847-756-5512.
All right, Steve, real quick before we go to a break, okay, my phone's frozen here. So I got a quick question from Susan Duke, the author of Tackle Box Troubles, right? I had her on my show when I filled in for Bob on Black Friday, and she sold a ton of books.
I was on that show.
I know you were. Very forgettable. Can you give the guy a quick question about subchapter S? I'm listening. Tackle Box Trouble money ran through my personal account from June through January of last year. Okay, just starting up, you know, author, new author. She's writing all the stuff. I've got great records. She's a teacher, but I'm getting ready to file for the first time with the book and don't know anything about subchapter S. Set up business account in January. So that's the setup. Think about it. Because I know you got time to digest, and we'll talk about it. It's called The Tease, Steve. I know you used to have a radio show. 312-981-720. So you got it? right? Started a personal business, ran it through a personal account for 6 months, finally set up a subchapter S in January of this year, but she already did it differently last year. Now she has to file taxes for last year this year. Woo! I'm a little confused. Do a little flow chart on that. 312-981-7200, but that's what a lot of our listeners do when they start up a business.
So typical.
They think it's a hobby, yep. And then all of a sudden it blows up and she becomes this big famous author because she has a great book, and WGN on Black Friday blew her up. 312-981-7200. Still waiting for my 15%. 312-981-7200. Is that a business expense? Money to David Hochberg?
It depends.
Depends. There's two.
I want to say 15%. What, it was 10% this morning.
Stop. 312-981. We go down. We don't go up. 312-981-7200. That was the waiter with the nails thing. 312-981-7200. Go to WGN. David.com, that's MegaPro's call, text, and photo line. We're going to take a quick break, open it up. We got roundtable action here for the next hour and 10 minutes. Home Sweet Home Chicago, 720 WGN.